Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talk Over podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music.
All right. So Talk Over, Clart of the Pod. Back in this bitch, and Double is on Zoom chilling on a beach, and I'm jealous.
Say back in this bitch, bro. I haven't left this bitch for like 3.5 weeks now.
Yo, I want to be on a beach, man. How do I do this shit? Bring me
digital
in.
Digital background on Zoom. It's amazing.
Right, so I can change this so I can see. How do I see my face? Hold on. Share screen. Is it that?
No. Go down to the bottom.
Yeah. Participants.
No, where it says video on the left.
Okay. Oh, no, that's stop video. You know what? I won't even do that. I'll just go on gallery view. There we go. Jeez. Sorry, guys. Allow us. I know we've just started the cast, but we are actually on Zoom because Double is a waste man and doesn't have a phone.
Yeah, so my isolation's not going very well. Last week, I busted my phone. So I'm almost fully cut off from the world now. I've got no WhatsApp. I've got no messages. I can't really communicate with anybody.
I can't take you seriously, bro.
This is a normal
could see what's going on, yeah, Double's talking about being disconnected from the world and he's sat what looks like Iceland.
Yeah. That's my background.
and the audio is cutting off. Oh, my days. Fam, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Right, because basically I'm running off my hotspot because I don't have Wi-Fi at home, so this could get awkward.
Harsh.
Oh, God, this is going to be long, this one, isn't it?
Yeah. Apologies to everybody listening. I'm we're 1 week away from being 2 years deep in this, and the quality of the production has plummeted in the last week. I busted my phone. My phone is completely wrecked and I'm cut off from the world. So Zoom and FaceTime via laptop are my only two forms of communication. Although I can get on Twitter actually and Instagram from my computer. I can't post anything though, which is annoying because I've got content going out I can't post about on Instagram. But it is what it is.
How do I turn you up?
Use the volume buttons, this guy.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Bruv, I'm not even lying. How many weeks has this been now? Is it 3 weeks or is it 4 weeks?
3 weeks. It was 3 weeks yesterday.
How's your third week in quarantine been?
Starting to go a bit crazy, fam.
Have you left the house? You left the house because obviously you go to the studio, innit?
Yeah, I've got my studio. So the studio, I don't know if I've said this before, but I've got my container, which is like 5 minutes from the crib. Mm-hmm. And basically all the businesses that are there, they've all left and gone home. So they sent out an email and said, look, we can still get access as long as people stick to the social distancing, blah, 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 blah. So basically, at first I rushed and brought all my stuff home. I was like, oh my God, lockdown. Get all my decks out, bring everything back to the crib. And then they sent that email out. And I was like, do you know what? It's actually decent having that space because it allows me to actually get out the crib and still be semi-productive whilst being able to social distance as well at the same time.
Yeah,
so like
yeah.
People. So when I go there, like there's nobody there, bro. I'm the only person like on the whole bloody plot. It's just me in my container. And then I do what I need to do and then come back home. So it's like my it's my escape room.
Good stuff.
But yeah, man, 3 weeks. I'm all right, bro, you know. I'm all right, though. Like, on and off days, some days, like today, I woke up feeling super productive. I watched Diddy's little live thing. He was doing this fundraiser thing on his Instagram. Drake was on there talking all this stuff. I was feeling all inspired. I was like, yes, let's go. Made a coffee, sat down, and nosedived real quick. Literally.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, yeah, woo. Let's talk about DJ stuff. We're not DJing. Yeah. It's hard.
it is a tricky one to stay motivated, brother. When it's like, by the end of today, it's just going to be the same as yesterday and the same as the last 25 days or however long it's been.
Bro, what day is it, man?
It can be a bit depressing and demotivating, but I'm just like, you know what? As long as I've set myself a goal of getting at least one productive thing done a day. One thing done every day. So, and that's kind of keeping me motivated. The other good thing is, I gave up coffee for Lent. So yesterday being Easter Sunday means Lent is over. So I've been back on the coffee.
Yes. Wow, so that's your first coffee in how long?
No. Yesterday, bro. As soon as I got up yesterday, I had one.
So, how long's Lent?
40 days.
40 days?
40 days.
Blood, fire.
Yeah.
40 days without a coffee, I'd just die, mate.
Yeah, it was tense. There was a couple of times.
I hear you on the daily productivity stuff. Like, I'm trying to do the same thing. If anything, I'm doing a little bit more still. Like,
bro, you've been super active. Don't even play it down. You've been getting it in.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but do you know what it is? I think I'm just doing that to distract myself from the actual reality of what's going on. But like, every now and again, it just sinks in. Like, this is some historical shit that's going down. Not even in a good way either. But like, we are living through life changing times, bro. Like, the world is not going to be the same after this, fam.
No, the mad thing is, this is something that they're going to write about. This is something that's going to stay in history. You know how, like, I don't know too much about it, but they talk about like the Spanish flu and how it killed several million people.
Bro, it was like 50 million people or something crazy like that.
But this is like another, it's obviously not got as extreme as that, but this is like another moment in history where literally, bruv, the world, it feels like anyway, other countries might be calling back to normal now. I don't really stay in touch with the news, but it feels like the world has just stopped spinning for a minute.
Yeah,
like, it feels like everything's just kind of stopped. It's a bit weird. But no, definitely, man, because if you think about the stuff, I hate using the word because it's been used so often since it started, but there's so much unprecedented things that have happened.
Bro, that word.
Unprecedented. I hate it now, but it's the only appropriate word. But like, there's stuff, bro, there's stuff happening now that haven't happened since the Second World War. Like my granddad, like the stuff that he had to go through when it was the blackout and things, that is now happening now. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy. Mad.
Yeah, it's all a bit mad, mate. Like, some days I wake up and I'm like, yeah, it's cool, man, everything's going to be fine. And then other days I'm like, rah, is this shit ever going to go back? Like, is this going to go back? Is it going to go, what's normal now?
Yeah.
Like, say some countries are running normal still, you know. Some places aren't even locked down.
China has gone back to normal, hasn't it?
Yeah. China have gone back to normal. Like, they've developed this app now where it can tell people if they've been in contact with other people that have been sick and whatnot. And like, they're just ahead of the game, innit?
No, but that's a bit crazy, bruv, what they've done with that app. Because that app...
Yeah,
it's like it's their version of WhatsApp, isn't it? But also use it as a payment app. So they're actually wiping cash out.
Okay.
And they're using, so people have to use it to pay. You have to check your temperature when you're entering certain zones.
I'm down for that, bruv.
No, you know what? It's in terms of controlling the disease, yeah, I think it's great measures, but the thing, and this isn't conspiracy either, this is something China are fully open and the information's out there, along with, so that the messaging app, they also track your location of your phone, they're using the cash app thing that they have. This is all like the Chinese version, because you're not allowed WhatsApp, you're not allowed social media unless it's the Chinese version. Everyone knows that the government in China monitors it. They all know it's just open and being watched. And they're using facial recognition CCTV to track people as well. And so if you get the coronavirus, they can actually track back who you've been in contact with and tell them to quarantine themselves, basically. So that's, in terms of doing that, I think it's very clever. But
yeah, I'm down for that side of it, 100%.
Once this is over, it's not going to stop. Because they had all of this in place before it started. Do you know what I mean? So now we're entering the science fiction age of governments following people. Bro, this is real. Like, governments following people and tracking people through facial recognition. The thing I find quite scary is, like, at the moment, it's illegal. Like, it's actually against the law to gather in big groups, right? Which, in terms of coronavirus, it makes sense. Let's not all go to the park and kick a ball around because we're going to infect each other. Let's not get 30 people and go and have a barbecue because, obviously, you don't want to spread the infection. But also, you've got to think on the flip side, that means protesting is now illegal.
Real talk.
So, like, if once it's been declared safe and there's no risk of contamination and everyone can go back to normal, bruv, what if they just don't lift it and they're like, actually, yeah, we're going to keep this group thing for another year because we just in case. Do you know what I mean? Just in case there's another outbreak. I think it's going that way. Bigger than five.
It's going to go that way anyway, because unless they come up with the vaccine for it, like they can't let people move too freely.
I know.
Like, because how
but
do they
this
know
is the mad
gonna,
thing. So what,
one person could have slipped through the net in it and still have it, and then boom, everybody gets sick again.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at as well is once everyone's not sick anymore and coronavirus isn't a threat, what if they just say for the next year, actually, yeah, let's keep this group ban in place for another year just to be safe. The government can go and do all sorts of fuckery and put all sorts of laws through.
Yeah, true.
And what, we can't protest. Like, protesters can't be out and about. Like, it's illegal to gather in group, bruv. That's, to me...
But does the protest stuff even fully work? Like, the government are going to do what they want anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's true to some extent, but there is a lot of instances where protesting has actually been beneficial.
Okay.
If for nothing else, to raise awareness on a mass scale, because people protesting and stuff, it makes it onto social media, which means more people are aware. I've always been on the fence with protests because I'm always like, oh, it's a bit pointless
because
nothing ever happens. But
I get putting the message out and that, actually, but I hear that exactly.
Do you know what I mean? But in many countries right now, it's illegal to gather in groups, which means protesting is illegal. So if they never lift that law, it just means protesting's done. And like, for me, that's what I'm saying. We're on the verge of that, like, science. You know, you see these futuristic films. Have you seen V for Vendetta?
No, I've not seen that.
So it's like, it's set in the future, but the government is super strict. You're not allowed, like, things like, you're not allowed to be gay. You're not allowed to be not Christian. You're not allowed to basically disagree publicly with anything the government says. There's curfews. And if you break any of those laws, you disappear. You're gone. Basically, they come and get you, and then you're gone.
One sec, bro. I'm just making sure my input's in right.
Yeah,
sorry,
I'm
mate. Yeah, but I don't know where this is going, man. Like you say, it's unprecedented times, isn't it? Like, this could literally go anywhere. I think it's a long road anyway. It's a long road, and they probably can. They are going to have to change the rules. They're going to have to adapt in some way or another. Like, I just want them to get to the bottom of it, innit? Like, I'm not too fussed. If it means controlling people a bit more and we can actually get on with our lives to a certain extent, I'm all for it. If it gets to the point where the government are fully trying to control it in the way that you just said, then yeah, it's going to get a little bit peak in that respect. But yo,
fam, have you seen the film Contagion?
Man's just happy to be alive right now.
Yeah, it's true. Have you seen Contagion?
Yes, I have. I actually watched that the week of lockdown, the first week. Me and the wife watched it.
I watched it about 4 days ago, bruv, because it popped up on Netflix.
It's
and
crazy, right?
I realised that I'd seen it before. Halfway through, I thought, oh, no, I actually have seen this before. But
it's crazy,
what's
bro.
Mental is it was like just watching Now.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Obviously a Hollywood version of Now, because the numbers are far, far exaggerated to what's happening now. But
yeah.
I even
yeah, but yeah, but it could, yeah, but it could. They crunched that into a film, bro. Like, how do we don't know if it's going to get to that.
We're still
in the early days of it. And the way this thing spread around the world, bro, in the space of a couple of months. Like,
bruv, you know what? It felt like it was a month and then it was everywhere.
Bro,
like,
literally.
Felt like it.
I remember seeing that thing on the news where they were building hospitals in China and you just think, yeah. It's not coming here, blah, blah, boom. America, England, France, Spain, Italy, lock off, mate. I was like, countries are just locking up the doors like that. Like, yo, yeah. We don't know where this is going to go, mate. Like, the death rate in England, I was like, they're averaging like 800, 900 people a day, bro, are dying, man.
Really?
Like, when Italy had them numbers, we were posting it all on the news and, like, oh, 900 deaths a day and it's this really bad thing. And now it's here. And, like, I feel like the semi, like, playing it down a little bit. But when it was happening in Europe, it was all dramatic headlines and the worst thing ever. Now it's here, bro. Now, like, I think the last 2 days was like 800, 900 people a day have died, bro. Like, fuck. One of the highest rates there is. It's fucking... I know a few people that have had it, that have recovered. Like, one or two people local that have passed. A few people that have lost their parents. Like, it's right on the doorstep now, mate. Like, literally. Mm. It's fucking... Bruv, we just gotta try and stay positive, mate. It's hard, yeah. We're gonna have off days, we're gonna have good days, but we still gotta try and push on a little bit, innit? Like, what else can you do? Or we're all just gonna end up super depressed and fucking locked in a cupboard, mate. And it's just all gonna get a peak, like.
Bro, I tell you what massively has helped down here. I don't know what it's been like in Manchester, but literally, it feels like about the last 10 days or so, the weather has been banging, like,
bro.
It's been a mate, like,
do you want to rub it in even
like,
more?
until today, it's felt like summertime.
Yeah, trust me. It's like everything's cleared up. It's like the skies have cleared. Like, I live on the Keys, yeah, so you can walk around on the front and, like, all the ducks are out chilling, the water's clear, the sky's clear. It's like the world is healing, bruv. It's mad, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it's mental you say that. I was chatting with Leanne about it, and it was like, yeah. There was days where there wasn't a single cloud in the sky.
Not one cloud, bro.
Is that because the factories have shut down? Is that because there's not like a million cars on the M25 right now? Like, is this... Mm-hmm. Is it heat? Like you say, the weather's proper nice and the birds are out and the flowers are blooming early and shit like that. Like, is it all healing because we're all stuck indoors? It's mad. Proper crazy.
It's mad. Yeah, imagine if there's some sick conspiracy theory and they've just done it to control the planet and let it heal, and because maybe the end of the world is coming or global warming's going to fuck everybody up, so they just needed a way to like lock it down and let the world like come back together again. That's a bit, that might be a bit deep for this time in the morning, but still.
you need to go for a walk, bro. You've been indoors for
I don't know, bro. I'm going crazy, bro. Man's, I've been doing you can see my living room now. It's not very big. Man's been doing I was in here doing my lunges yesterday. I was doing my press-ups and that. I've ripped a big muscle in my right titty, man, and it hurts.
I've actually, my exercise has been paused. I was doing it. I was doing a push-up challenge, trying to get to 100 push-ups in one go. And, but I just stopped at the weekend because I slept in. I had a drink on the night before and then I slept in and yeah.
You've been turning up, you know. This guy's been turning up in the crib, you know. Tell us about your fucking Zoom party.
Oh, mate, so much fun. So I had a Zoom party on one of the days. Saturday.
It was Friday, wasn't it? Saturday.
Saturday night, little private Zoom party with... me and just a small group of friends. Nothing. It wasn't like a public live stream or anything. It was literally Leanne sent a WhatsApp just around to a group of friends, and we were like, "All right, let's just turn up tonight. Let's all drink and da da da." So I set everything up in the studio, had it all nice, and yeah, we just had a turn up, bruv.
That's sick, man. That's the future right there. You know, see that? Everyone sat in front. So what? Like your home? Like your girlfriend's mates?
No, bruv.
Like,
no one was sat down. Literally, so I had a screen in front of me with everyone, every different window. You can see it like a grid and every different window of people. Bruv, half the girls in there are there. It was starting to look a bit like a toned-down version of Quarantine Radio. Like, had literally, at one point, all the girls in the party were all there twerking. Just
for real?
There twerking away, bruv. It was amazing.
Right, you had a sick weekend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We're doing another one on Saturday, and I'll get a screen capture when they're all up to it, and I'll post it, brother. And you lot will see. You'll be like, "Wow, this is level."
You were going in, fam. I rate that still. Quarantine radio in Double's back garden.
You know what I found tricky was finding that balance. I think I said this to you.
Yeah, trying to read the crowd.
Yeah. So it was a live stream.
Oh, no, the times.
To a private group. But so then I'm not just jumping on and doing a live stream of stuff that I want to play. But at the same time, I'm not in the club. But I've got an audience. So I know I need to be playing hits. And I know I need to be playing records they like and know. But I didn't want to go too mainstream and obvious.
Yeah.
Like, it was, bruv, I'm not going to lie, the track selection was hot, like, it was actually tricky. Plus, I'm like 3 weeks out of touch, do you know what I mean? So, like, I haven't actually properly jumped on and spun, like, for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but do you think people are really, bruv?
They probably, to them...
I think people would have just been happy to... Nah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, people would have just been happy to have a vibe. This is one thing I've noticed from all these live streams and these little online party things. Like, it's just a release for people, man.
Yeah.
Like, being able to, like, re-engage with people, like, it's actually mad, you know. Like, Zoom parties, bruv. If you said a couple of months ago, yeah, I'm going to be DJing to 25 people on my screen, twerking in the crib and that, you would have laughed that shit right off.
You know what? Like, maybe, but...
Is this the future? Is this the future now?
Do you remember? I don't know how long ago it was. It might have been, like, about 18 months ago. There was a time when... I think it was because... There was a time you said to me about one of the clubs. It might have even been like way before that. You said to me about one of the clubs you were working for might have been shutting down, which meant you weren't going to be working on a particular night of the week or something.
Okay.
And I said to you, why don't you just jump on Facebook Live and just do a little thing? Do you remember I said that to you?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was when I first lost. I think it was when I lost that Saturday. It might have been.
Ages, bro. This was a long time ago. And I said to you, well, if you haven't got anything on, jump on Facebook Live and just do a little Saturday night set for people that aren't at the club.
Yeah, that would. Do you know what? The fact that if that would have started then, before everybody kind of jumped on it and it's been oversaturated overnight, it could have got a different kind of wave.
Imagine.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. Still.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it, bro. Like, I'm actually enjoying, like, not being in the clubs. It's kind of revitalized, like, the way I look at my crates and the way I'm spinning. Like, it's.
Yeah.
You know what it's like when you play in the clubs and you play them consistently 3-4 days a week? Like, it's easy to fall into that trap. Like, I feel like now you can actually flex your skills a bit more, like your selection, like your musical knowledge. Yo, like, I had the best time yesterday on Insta Live, bro.
What'd you do?
I do this Style of Sundays thing where it's like...
Yeah.
It's just like smoother, like cooler edits with like old school stuff and classic jams, like no new shit whatsoever, like nothing at all. And now that I've managed to figure out a way to get around the copyright stuff, I managed to run for 2 hours for the first time. Sweet. With no cutoffs, no interruptions, and just energies, bro. Like, you can just flex on a different level, man. Some of the stuff I was playing yesterday, you just won't even get away with it in what the current climate was before this whole thing got locked down.
Yeah.
So I think this lockdown, when it blows over and people start going out raving again, there's going to be a newfound love and appreciation, I think, for music, for DJs, for having freedom to just be out again. Like, whether that'll just die off, like, remains to be seen, innit? But that's the way I feel. That's right. Mm-hmm. Like, my first setback in a club is going to be a mazza.
You need to record it, bruv.
Yeah, I'm there, bruv.
Maybe
there.
Broadcast it as well. Broadcast it on Zoom at the same time as doing it.
Trust me. Yeah, I'm enjoying doing these lives, bro. It's the only time to literally get a little bit of a release and fucking... And just engage the audience, man. Like, beforehand, trying to get man to lock into a live and all that was near impossible, mate. It wasn't near impossible, but everyone was so busy. Like,
yeah, do you find the people on Instagram, though, Instagram's built for people with a short attention span. So, like,
yeah, we had this conversation yesterday.
How many of those people stayed locked in for 2 hours?
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like with Insta, bruv, you struggle to engage people for 60 seconds on some stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, with Instagram, I feel like the people that just spend all their time on Instagram have very short attention spans.
Yep.
They can't watch one thing for too long. The other thing with Instagram is, obviously, you can't play someone's live in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So if like, cool, Stylus is on live, I want to put him on, but do other stuff on my phone when it's not broken.
There's ways to do it now, isn't it? Like Google Chrome have got their thing where you can play it on your laptop and stuff now. So like, right. I just make sure I'm shouting out during the stream, like, yo, if you've got Google Chrome, like, plug this into your TV kind of thing. And people did it, and a lot of people didn't know. So like, to keep your streams active, bro, what I've noticed is you've got to be on the mic and you've got to be pushing it, mate. You've got to be engaging people and getting them to share it and just build a little bit of a train. Like, it's definitely a case of like solid followers. Like, you need. Yesterday, for example, I had 700, 800 people pass through my stream, but I might have only had like 60 people at one time watching it.
Right.
So that shows how quick people are in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. But then only like 50, 60 people are in there at once. But like, I'm happy with, bro, 50, 60 people, whatever. Like, I'm just vibe. It's just a vibe, innit? You just want to vibe it. I'm just glad it's not getting cut off, so you can just keep your energy moving and allow people to get involved in it. Like, that's all I'm bothered about, is being able to get around this stupid copyright. If it's 10 people, if it's 50, obviously, if I can get a couple hundred in there, I'm gassed. But
yeah.
Like you say, Insta's a tough one. There's only a handful of DJs I've seen that are holding it like that. Silk, big up Silk. 500 people in his live on Friday night.
That's it.
Going ham, he's rocking dub plates. All it, like, Day, another one. He had a fair few hundred people in his. Nathan Dorr, I think he had like 1,000 plus 1,500 people on his Facebook. Like, nice. I've been trying to tap into all of them, really. Like, that, which is one thing I've never got to do before, because you don't get to go out and see all these DJs. Like, so being able to like tap in and see all these guys and. I think it's sick, man. I seen a tweet this morning that hit home. I can't remember who even tweeted it now, but it said, the wild shit about DJing live and all this so close, no editing, real actual skills, is that a lot of fuzz has fizzled and the talent in every way has prevailed. So good to see DJs do old routines and the legit music that they enjoy. Yeah. Like, it's fully stripped it back, mate. Like, it's dope. I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. I'm going to keep doing them. Seeing a few busters hating on DJs doing lives, but for fuck's sake, man. Man of DJs, bro. If you can't go on live and bust... if man can't go on live and bust a couple of tunes, like, what can you do?
Yeah, you should charge them, though.
I'm not getting into this. I've seen this debate's been floating around on socials all week, mate. I've seen a few people...
Well, we had it last week. People didn't we? Making,
people making
week,
money, you know? That.
Yeah, good.
Man, I'm making money, bruv. Some people are making money on there. Like, I think giving people an option, like, after looking at it all week, I think if the option's there, a man want to tip you and throw a bit of peas in there, cool. Like, it's not so, like, I'm not gonna go and ask man to. I'm not gonna. For me, I'm not gonna charge people in it. But if I can put an option there and people, like you say, if man are in a club and they want to dash you £20 for a money pull up, great. But it's not. But I'm not gonna say to you, "Yo, send me £20" kind of thing. So that I think that's gonna be my approach when I launch like my Twitch and my YouTube and stuff. Like, the option will be there, but it's not a thing. Do you know what I mean? I'm not gonna be like, "Yo, donate me money."
Because
I'm like, don't get me wrong, I'm not struggling like that. Like, I've got money in the bank.
I've been thinking about it, the more time's gone on, I feel like the monetization of streams shouldn't necessarily fall on the customer, if that makes sense. So just for example, like my stance on it previously was like, people shouldn't be doing full live stream sets all the time for free, because
I hear that.
This is how we make a living. And if everyone's doing it for free, nobody can charge. But true. Then I have been thinking about it more, and I think private sessions sponsored by brands could be a good way to go in terms of, you sell the session to the brand, and that's how the DJ makes money. So people, or not even private sessions, but live streams sponsored by a brand. Do you know what I mean?
All these branded ones, bro. Like, all these, I've seen so many people do branded ones this week, and I'm thinking, are these men being paid for all this? Like, a lot of these brands still have money. So,
marketing budgets, bro. They've got huge marketing budgets, some of these big brands.
Like, if a brand turns around and just says, yo, we'll give you, I don't know, X amount, £200-300 to do a stream for us on a Saturday night, like, that's going to change a DJ's life right now, mate, when no money is coming in.
Proper.
Like, I would bite someone's hand off for £300 a week on a Saturday right now, bro. Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's important to remember, if a big brand approaches you, don't get gassed and do it for free.
Yeah, 100.
Because 100. They're only doing it. It comes back to that thing that we had the conversation about DJing in shops for free. Do you know what I mean? The brand is only doing it because they want customers, and they know if they get you to do it, they can get customers.
Like they're not. Yeah, I was going to say, they're not stupid. Like, they're tapping up these DJs where they see their lives popping, and that's going to bring bare awareness to the plate for them. Like, I agree. I did one on Saturday for a venue, which was popping. And then we had the chat afterwards, and they were like, "Oh, it was amazing." Blah blah blah. I was like, "Look, I'm happy to do this, but we're gonna have to talk. There'll have to be a conversation, kind of thing." I just said to them, "Look, I'd do this every Saturday for you, man, if we could come to an agreement."
Yeah.
So, like, I've left that open to them, but I hear you. Like, at the end of the day, if this is the future, we still got to make some money out here, bro. Like, the bills ain't going to stop. Like,
this is the thing. All the while the clubs are closed, we do need, as DJs, I don't mean just me and you, I mean the DJ community needs to think of ways to start making money. Because, this self-employment package that's coming from the government is going to be cool, but
how long are they going to cover us, bro? Like, this is the thing. What if this goes on indefinitely for, say, like, another year? Are the government going to fund... Like, they're gonna backdate us off 3 months payment. Like, how long can that go on for?
Up to 2.5 grand a month.
For how long though?
Well, for it's coming in June, so that'll be 3 months.
Yeah.
If they're not lifting the ban after July, I think they're looking at it doing another one, basically.
Okay. They're
looking at post out another one, but again,
so
like
that'll
Chloe
be a monthly payment after that,
week.
Right? That'll be a monthly pay. That'll be a monthly payment after that going forward, though. After the
backdated
one,
I imagine so, because they'll have the list of people that they need to pay, and they'll have the system set up. But it's like Chloe was saying last week, was it's a very complicated system to set up. There's 100%. So many holes in it that can be picked apart and used for fraud.
Yep.
They need to figure all of this out, which is why the payments aren't due till June.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
It is a bit crazy, man.
Anyway, but we just got to try and use the tools that we've got to try and use the tools we've got, bro. Like, I see man winning out here, like Tory Lanez, bro, prime example. Like, some people are winning off this situation, and I respect it, man. Like, bro, I looked into his first quarantine radio, and it wasn't even a quarantine. It wasn't even a, before it was even a thing, it wasn't even a quarantine radio. I remember just locking in. He was fucking about playing songs, getting people on his live, and he was just talking quarantine this and whatever else, and like watching the way that grew to the point where it's the biggest thing on the internet, bro. Like, it's the biggest thing ever on Instagram. He's broke all records. I think he had 350,000 in there. Obviously, he's pushed it a little bit with like the sexual stuff, and he ended up getting... But to the point where the CEO of Instagram is talking about him, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they tried to lock him off, bro, and they let him back on, bro, after a girl was sucking a 50-foot dildo.
No, it was like a gummy bit.
It was like a gummy sling.
It was like a jelly worm thing. It wasn't a dildo. It was like a whatever, sweet.
Mate, it looked like what you see. Remember that old film, Tremors? It looked like one of them, mate. It looked like one of them, bro. It looked like a giant fucking alien, bro. But yeah, I think after that, they locked him off. But the CEO wasn't even... Like, he's come back on, mate. Do you know what I mean? We'll let you off this time. They couldn't
stop
him. No,
but you know what? I think
him.
It is... It's important they keep the nudity and stuff off there, because there is under-18s watching.
Exactly. It's too much. Like,
so, either that or have some kind of... I don't know if he can do an age block, but yeah, Tory Lanez is definitely winning with it. Swarms is definitely winning with it as well.
Yeah, Swarms is like the UK BTEC version of Tory.
But bruv, no, you know what though? It's mad because he's properly just copy and pasted the format, but he's
100.
Making it work.
Yeah, 100,
like we see it 100 times a day with DJing. Happens all the time. Someone will innovate and come up with a sick idea, and then...
Swarms went quiet as well, man. I feel like he was in a patch where people were kind of on his back a little bit. Like,
you know what? After the gasworks, kind of shut him down a little bit, because I think the story about that was he was super high. And he basically wasn't responsive, and he just didn't come across very intelligent in the gasworks thing.
Oh, God.
I feel like he's kind of just accepted that now. And I've seen the banter between him and Alhan on Twitter. And it's like, just become an accepted thing now. And it's
He's found a little pocket there, bro. He's found his little pocket and he's made it work.
The only problem is with Tory Lanez, he's obviously just become independent, isn't he? He's just got out of his deal now.
Released
a project which is going to do quite good numbers. Mm-hmm. And the people that are there, he's got a good foundation of people that know he is a sick artist. So what Tory Lanez is doing with Quarantine Radio, I feel like will translate into sales and a fan base. With 100%. Swarms, I feel like it's different with Swarms for some reason. The people were there just for the Instagram show. Yeah. They're there just to see twerking and just to see all kinds of behavior. If Swarms was like, here's my new single, if he did a whole evening where he's like, here's my new music, go stream it, I don't think many people would engage. So where Swarms, I feel like, is falling a bit short, because he's making a fan base for a particular thing that doesn't relate to what he does.
I hear that.
So it's, how does he turn this, unless if he comes out the back of this and creates an event where it's like some kind of mad event, whereas all of this is going on stage and he's the host and he's the performer and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it definitely depends on his next move, bro. His next move's got to be a power play, innit? Like, if he's going to manipulate this situation, like Tory, he already had the fan base, he already had the music, and he semi-incorporated the music into it, though, because the way Quarantine Radio started, it was like
doing music.
It's a radio format, like him presenting and doing his sound effects and that. I feel like Swarms just went rags.
Yeah.
He cut out the radio entertainment part, like, and Tory, he was doing other bits. He had people on there singing and got, like, before the twerking started, it was completely different. Like, Chris Brown's jumping in and out of there, Drake's jumping in and out of there, Danny Lay's in there. Like, all these famous friends were jumping in and out of the chat all the time. Like, it had a bit more, it had proper substance to it. Like, that's why it stuck on a different level, man.
Yeah, so has Swarms had any artists coming through on his thing? Because
I've not seen it, possibly,
but that's what he needs to start doing. I think he needs to start getting more and more people. Like, he does need to switch it up a bit, because at the moment, cool, it's all entertaining and that, but give it another week where everyone's been watching every day.
I think it's already started flipping on a bit of a negative one from what I've seen, because some girl was on there, like, rubbing a pom up in the camera, like, throwing hundreds and thousands all over down her knickers and that.
What, like the sweet things for ice creams? Yeah,
bro, it went viral on Twitter, and like, I seen that, and it's just like, there's a line in it, don't go over it, because if you start tipping down the other way, you might come out of this with nothing, bruv. Like,
yeah.
Be careful, innit? Like, how far you go. Like, Tory knew he hit that limit. He got the telling off and he pulled it back in and he finished great. Like, the night his album dropped, he finished super strong, bro. Like, and he's come out of it shining like he knew. And then, like, the same girl that got him in trouble come back on and she whipped the thing out again. And he's like, locked her off, mate. It's like, you're not sending me back to jail. Cut the bitch off. Like, I think Swarms is on a line here now where it could topple, man. He just needs to be careful, I'd say. But
yeah,
I rate it, man. I rate the hustle, bro. I rate it. If man could come up with innovative ways to engage an audience, and like you say, people have got time on their hands, man. People have got time right now.
That's the good thing. When this is all over, people will look back at what they've done and who entertained them. And I think, like, a lot of people be like, oh yeah, Swarms' thing was sick during quarantine. Like, yeah, I had a proper good time 100. Watching it and that. So,
well, the future of music, mate, we'll have to see where this goes, because man ain't going to be making money off touring anytime soon. So, like, a lot of the income for these artists comes from merch, touring, shows, all that's going to be so far off. Like, this kind of thing, like, Tory had Ciroc ended up sponsoring it and whatnot. Like, he's making money off that. Like, I think people really need to find ways to, like you say, make money out of this new age of industry. Like,
yeah, I don't, bruv, you know what? I wouldn't like to be certain artists right now.
I'm telling you, bruv. Like, you really,
or
you
labels, like, bruv. How are the labels even making money? Because one thing that I found surprising is apparently streaming numbers have dropped.
Yeah, I'd say I thought they might have gone up.
I thought they would have gone through the roof. Because what else is everyone else doing?
I think it's a mentality thing. Like, you get up, you put your music on, like, people are thinking a little bit different, innit? They're locked in the cribs. Like, I don't want to listen to music every day. I'm doing my streaming and that, but like sometimes when I'm in the crib pre-quarantine, I might be thumping rhythm in the yard and I'm singing and I'm catching a vibe. I'm not on that wave every day right now, bro. Like you're up and down, you have your moments, do you know what I mean? So I definitely agree on like I can see where it's definitely took a drop. But at first I was the same as you. Yo, streaming numbers are going through the roof, everyone's gonna be streaming, but now we're actually in this thing and we're a couple weeks deep. I can see why they've took a little bit of a hit, but where's the money gonna come from, man? Like it's gonna be interesting, isn't it? Like only time will tell where this is gonna end up, really. Mm-hmm. We're just gonna have to try and roll with it, bruv. But like you say, you're really seeing the artists now that I've got a little bit more about them and I'm making something out of nothing. And you're gonna see some that are just gonna like completely fall by the wayside a little bit. Like it's testing times, bro. For DJs, for artists, for anyone in this game. Mad. It's all mad, bro. It's all mad. What are we gonna fucking talk about in a couple of weeks?
We're gonna be swapping recipes, mate. We're gonna be talking about what we've been cooking and swapping recipes and all sorts.
Cooking, yo, listen, man's made a couple meals in the crib, you know.
I was bantering you yesterday on the phone about Nando's being closed.
Yeah, we tried making brownies yesterday and they were absolutely horrific.
Yes, you were missing a magic ingredient, bruv, if you're making brownies and it didn't turn out correctly.
Yeah, no, these just didn't cook right, man. It was a bit of a disaster. I would have posted the picture on social media, but I would have got buried in it. So, yeah. but the jerk chicken came out banging the other week. Oh, yes. My days.
All right, bruv, one for the vegans, yeah? And I showed you this yesterday, didn't
I? Oh, my God. This guy has been cooking the deadest foods.
No, bruv, this was amazing. We had barbecued watermelon. And even you, when I showed you on the plate, and I said, what does it look like? You were like, yeah, that looks like a steak.
Yeah, only because you've got an Android. Only because you've got a dodgy-ass camera on your phone, fam.
No, that's it. Isn't my laptop. It's the that shit HD like a laptop camera, bro. That's fucking 4K imagery.
It looked under that dark, dodgy light in your kitchen with a dodgy camera mixed together, that looked like a fillet steak.
Yeah, bruv. No, but in real life, it looked like it as well. But no, trust me, absolutely banging, bruv. So yeah, if any vegans listen, shit was sick.
Yeah, hit us with your recipes, guys. Like, wasn't
my recipe.
What are you, man, cooking right now? Watermelon. I've been eating better than I normally would, to be fair. I've been snacking a lot more, I must say.
I think I've been eating worse, bruv. I've been eating worse. Like, usually I'm extremely healthy. Bruv, I think I've had at least 2 packets of crisps every day.
That's not that bad, bro. You're generally a healthy eater, innit? So it's not that bad. Like, I probably had 2 packets of crisps a day since I was 14, mate. So, so try that one. Like, generally, like when you say you've had a bad day, you've ate half a tree. Do you know what I mean? Like,
This is true.
But yo, man, we keep it moving. We keep it moving. That's all we can do, bruv. Another week under the belt. 3 weeks quarantine. Probably another 7 or 8 to go, I reckon, before we start seeing any kind of movement.
You think we're gonna get to 10 weeks?
I think it's gonna be a while, bro. Yo, I'm seeing man talking about going out at the clubs this summer, and I just can't see it, bruv. Can't see it how we're gonna be back in a club anytime soon.
You know what?
Maybe even this year, bro. Like little bars or whatever, maybe, but actual clubs, mate.
There's gonna be some trouble, bro. If it goes past summer and the clubs aren't open, some clubs are never opening again.
Yeah, I hear it. Like, this is the thing. Like, I don't think people are understanding. I tweeted last night and I got some light abuse. I was like, look, keeping it real. I just don't think nightclubs are going to open this year. Like, maybe that's pushing it, yeah. I might be completely wrong, but we're not even in the peak of what's going on right now. So
I think we're reaching it now, aren't we? The 2-week period.
But we don't know until we see a drop. We don't know what the peak is. So,
yeah.
And the numbers are bad right now, and I'm not seeing it letting up, mate. And it's getting closer to home every day. It's getting closer to home.
Well, the thing
is,
I read that in China, they managed to get out of lockdown in 11 weeks, but
there you go.
They were on a full lockdown.
Exactly.
You are not allowed out your house lockdown, not even for food. They were sending what they were doing. Yeah, the military were sending packages to one person per neighborhood, and that person was responsible for distributing in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's a proper lockdown.
That's the thing. 11 weeks, lockdown. Bro, for a full lockdown, and we're 3 weeks in, and it's not even a lockdown,
That's it. It's an advised quarantine, and there's still people out and about and doing all sorts.
Like I don't get why they don't just lock that. Like I don't understand. We got in this position in the first place because we never locked it off. But I watched some of the stuff on the telly and they talk about the curve of like the rate of the rise of the disease and all that. And like places like South Korea and that, bruv, they got like they had 10 cases and the whole country got locked down.
Yeah, it's completely different in those cases though, because I'm not actually sure about South Korea.
No, but why? Like, no, I mean in regards to the reaction to do something about it. Do you know what I mean?
It's a lot easier in countries in that part of the world. And like communist countries, for example, in China, they can just say, right, no one leave your fucking house, and no one is leaving because the punishments are so severe.
Put some punishment in place then, man.
Yeah, but then you've got it's
the future. The future of the world is at stake, bro. Like
that's very true, but it is tricky in the case of, it's funny because I was seeing so many people like, when this was starting to happen and the lockdown was being advised, so many people saying, why don't you just let the military take over, make it martial law, put a curfew in place and make it illegal to go out after 5 p.m, shut people in. It's
Dubai have done
dangerous,
that.
Like,
Dubai have done that and they get away with it. They've got a curfew from 8 o'clock at night. Like,
who's done that? I know they've done it in Jamaica.
Dubai, bro.
Oh, Dubai as well. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Countries with strict governments, I mean, not saying Jamaica has, but Dubai, for example, where it's a very strict government and they're known for having strict, like harsh punishments for things, they can do that. But in a country like England, you can't really do it, bro. They don't have the resources and half the country don't respect the authorities like that anyway. But then if you start handing over the power to the military, that's very dangerous territory in a country like this. Do you know what I mean? Like, in a democracy where, like, we are supposed to be free people, for them to suddenly just be like, yeah, cool, right, the military's in charge now, like...
I feel like for the better of the country, though, bro, like, for the better of the country, bruv, it has to... Sometimes it's not about the freedom... It's not about us now. There's a bigger picture.
No, this is true. In terms of battling this virus, I would agree. But, again, it comes full circle back to what we were saying earlier, is... That's allowing them to have military power in the, like, do you know what I mean? Like martial law in the country. And then what if they decide, going back to the conspiracies, what if this is all a power play and they're like, right, we've got martial law now. We've managed to take control with absolutely no resistance. Let's keep control.
Yeah, I hear that.
Do you know what I mean? It's the type of shit you can see in movies, bruv.
I feel like if they locked it off though, like people would listen. But then if it got to the people ain't stupid. 6 months down the line, people would start.
Yeah,
rebelling.
But what are you gonna do if you're told if you leave your house, you're going to a military prison and there's tanks rolling around your town and there's blooming Humvees pulling up outside your house. If you leave the house, you get a bag over your head and dashed in the back of a Humvee.
Yeah, but then
how many people are leaving?
Yeah, but then you look at these countries that have these kind of laws in place, and now they're out of lockdown and back running.
Yeah, which is true. And that's the good side of the argument. I'm just playing devil's advocate. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily believe.
As always.
you have to have a conversation. You kind of.
I hear you.
Have to,
really, I hear right? you. I hear you. No, but I hear it, man. I hear it.
I'm just saying in terms of allowing the military to just take over like that and having such
Too lax, bro. In my opinion, that's all it is. I feel like we're too lax. I feel like the approach to it was too lax. We could have nailed it on way earlier, and he was holding back and holding back and holding back and. My man's up on the stand talking about, I'm shaking hands with people that have got coronavirus. Now he's in there with coronavirus.
Almost making a joke
fucking,
about it. Yeah.
Like,
did you see the thing that went out on Twitter last week, the Jamaican Prime Minister?
Nope, I don't think so.
She basically said it right. So in Jamaica, they have a thing where obviously they get a lot of hurricanes and they get like proper storms and stuff, really bad storms there. So... It's kind of a known thing in Jamaica that you have enough food to lock yourself in for 2 weeks if you need to. Do you know what I mean? Because if a tornado or a hurricane storms through the island and fucks everything up, they might be without power and clean water running to their house for 2 weeks before they get the infrastructure back, right? This is a thing in Jamaica. It might really happen. Like a lot of the Caribbean islands, they have that in place. People have supplies because, yeah, one bit of bad weather could wipe out your half of the island. So you've got literally no sewage, no water running in. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. The Jamaican Prime Minister did a press conference and was like, look, you lot were all warned. Make sure you've got your 2 week rations ready in case there's a hurricane coming. It's not a hurricane. It's this disease. We're going to be locking you down. Make sure you've got your 2 week rations ready. Like, okay. Don't go to the shops. Don't go to the pharmacy. Like, don't be out your house. Stay in. It's the only way we're being. And she was just upfront about it, bruv. Like, this isn't time for partying. This is time for getting serious and fucking locking your doors. So I feel like that needs to be implemented in the UK, but to a point where it's not like, right, go out and panic buy everything. Right. I feel like they need to be like, right, we're going to lock the doors for 2 weeks to get rid of this thing. So on this date, you will not be allowed out anymore. So go out, get your shopping. Do you know what I mean? Warn the supermarkets to make sure that they've got enough stuff and they've got the right system in place so it doesn't get stormed.
It's kind of like when the lockdown first came around, bro, and everyone rushed around, mate, and everyone was panic buying and all the supermarkets were our madness. Like,
and then did you see all the pictures afterwards of people throwing food out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucked, bruv. People just throwing food away because they panic bought and now they can't eat it.
The toilet roll rush.
No, but even there was so much food. There was a place where I saw literally photos of bins full of food that had gone off because people had panic bought, didn't have enough space in their fridge or freezer, left it out and it had gone off. Yeah, so just dashing tons of food. Shit country, bro. Shit people.
Yeah, I think that's enough talking on that one for today.
Yeah, well, let's leave it on that positive note. Shit country, shit people, wasting food, wankers.
I'm moving to
Jamaica.
I'm gonna go back to the studio and do some test streams today. I'm working on a little project and that. So hopefully I should be able to tile that up, something to keep me ticking over and keep me entertained. So yeah, man, I'm gonna try and stay active.
I've got a secret project I'm working on too.
I can't wait to get out of the bag. Woo! Positive movements, my guy. Come on.
Exactly. Let's end on a positive note because I feel like we took a bit of a downward curve towards the end of that.
But this is the thing. Like normally we would try to keep it positive, but this is the reality of the situation,
this
bro.
This is like ever, real life.
This is real life shit now, bro. Like we have to touch on it because, like you say, we're DJs. We talk about DJ stuff, and this is what DJs are having to deal with. This is our This is our reality, mate. So. Yeah, man, 100%. we got to touch on it. But, yo, stay productive, my G's. Keep streaming. Yeah. Charge people.
Charge them motherfuckers.
Get your PayPal up. Your Cash App,
whatever it's called. Get your Cash App. Go and twerk on Tory Lanez's quarantine radio. That'll get you some cash.
Go and sprinkle some hundreds and thousands over your private parts.
Yeah. Start swallowing gummy bears at a ridiculous rate. That'll get you viral.
I can't believe that gal was dashing hundreds of thousands all over.
The mad thing is, bruv.
What is going on?
I've been following that girl on Instagram for a while. I'm a bit of a pervert, I'm not going to lie. But she was the one, I remember she went viral doing some madness to a cucumber. Do you remember the cucumber challenge?
Oh my days. Is that
and
the
same
girl?
She was sat in the car and she did it to, mad.
Yo, one thing, yeah, we'll leave it on the note of there's some thirsty gal out on Instagram, mate. Bruv.
Yes,
what is,
it is.
I have seen some shit this week.
The thing is, right, I won't say who it is just in case they don't, because it was a private conversation, so just in case they don't want it out, but it's a public person, right, so people might find this out, but I was chatting with a friend who, during this time, it's just so sick. He's been doing online courses and he's nearly got some mad psychology qualification through the time in isolation, bruv. He doesn't have any children. He doesn't have a missus and he lives by himself. But he's gone to his mum's house for the isolation, right? So he's not completely on his own. But he's spending the time bettering himself. And he's
good
doing
stuff,
a psychology.
Man.
He's doing a psychology. It's not a degree, but he's doing a psychology qualification and he's learning all sorts of stuff, bruv. And I feel like that's sick. At the end of it, he's going to be sick. Like, yeah, during isolation, I bettered myself. I learned a new skill. Bruv, there's some people that literally, they're going to come out of this and the most they've achieved is, oh, I made it onto Tory Lanez's quarantine radio and twerked.
Yeah.
And poured milk on myself.
Bro, legit. Legit,
that's going to be like their biggest accomplishment.
I'm telling you, bruv. It's a bit
mad.
That's mad.
Like, what, I'm going to go and learn French this afternoon. I'm not.
Did I say it last week?
That when this started, I was like, I'm going to learn French. I'm going to get a degree. I'm going to read 18 books a week. And bruv, I am so sick on the Xbox now. It's flipping unbelievable.
Guy's got his ranking points up in that. Oh,
I'm about to turn into a gamer. I'm not even lying, bruv. I'm going to turn my Twitch into a gaming site.
Oh, listen, these kids are making more on Twitch here than any of us are making from DJing. So,
yeah,
listen.
Believe me, bruv. I'm getting sick on the Xbox and I'm going to start gaming publicly.
Get it done,
show people how it's done.
Get it done,
fam. Can't touch me on this thing.
Right, well, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been fun, my guy. I'll let you go. I'll let you get back to your pit. You know, if you could see Double's face right now.
Mate, you know what?
My guy looking rusty out here, cuz.
Caveman status. I've got to do some FaceTiming later as well, and it's looking at... Look how long that beard is.
Yeah, the beard is long, mate. Like, that shit's going to catch obstacles in the wind. Madders.
Hashtag TalkOverPod Clart on Twitter. At TalkOverPod. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, sir. And we'll fucking see you on the other side. We'll see you in week 4.
Yes. And it's our birthday next weekend. Next week's episode is our second birthday episode. So we're gonna have some shizzle.
Yeah, man. We're going to try and get some guests on and that. Now we've got on. We can have a Zoom party. Woo!
Yeah, man.
Zoom party. We're going to have fucking party poppers and all that. You get me?
We're good nearly shit. Two.
We're nearly two. We're nearly two and 30 episodes off.
16 episodes in and we're nearly two.
We're 104 weeks in, but we've only got 70 episodes.
Yeah, somehow. Do the maths.
That shows how consistent we are.
Yes, well, we are now anyway. So hashtag TalkOverPodClark. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe and follow because we need the attention right now. We're not doing anything else.
Yeah, man. All right. Safe.
Bitch.